Welcome to Revival for Mission. In this program, we'll talk to Jeff and Melissa Jordan. They are pastors of a church for the hard of hearing and the deaf, right here on Revival for Mission. Welcome back. Elder Wilson, around the world, there are millions of people that are deaf or hard of hearing. And most of our churches, if they walk into them, they will not be able to interact. They will not be able to understand much. What can we do to help with that?
There's so many things. First of all, be friendly. Involve those who are coming who are hearing impaired or deaf. You have to understand that the deaf have their own complete community. It's almost like a separate culture to some degree. And they need to be pulled in to the fuller culture. And we need to be within their culture. So you can, first of all, show yourself very friendly. You can invite people. You can make provision for signing and this kind of thing. All kinds of things in order to make them feel a very much part of the family.
I was once in an airport, not too long ago, and I saw this couple talking to each other in sign language. And it was incredible because the full breadth of emotion was there in that conversation. And then someone else, another family member, came and they were just talking and signing and signing and signing. And I was very curious to see that it seems to be a very different language, but just a language nonetheless. And that culture is reflected in this particular way. Why don't you share a thought of scripture with us about that?
Friends, have you ever thought of the gift of hearing and how it enriches so many aspects of our lives? The joy of hearing the words of a loved one whispered into the ear, the thrill of listening to the first words spoken by a child, the relaxing sound of a babbling brook or the powerful roar of the ocean waves, the song of a bird, or the grandeur of an orchestra. All of these sounds can bring peace and happiness to the listener's ear. There are, however, millions of people who cannot enjoy these simple sounds. In fact, the World Health Organization estimates that more than 5% of the world's population, that's more than 360 million people across the globe, suffer from disabling hearing loss. Not only does this mean they are unable to enjoy these simple sounds, but it often means they are cut off from traditional forms of communication that involve worship and hearing the Word of God. In Romans 10:14, we read, "How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" In the three angels' messages of Revelation 14, verse 6, God calls us to preach the everlasting gospel to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. In this program, we will meet a couple who are working to reach this vast group of people who are waiting to hear the gospel. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Stay with us as we discuss this very important topic.
Join Pastor Ted Wilson as he travels around the globe visiting amazing places and meeting incredible people who are impacting their world for Jesus. From remote villages to bustling cities, mountains to deserts, ancient vistas to recent revitalization, you won't want to miss these special field episodes of Revival for Mission on the final Friday of each month, right here on Hope Channel.
Welcome back. Have you ever wondered that as you are listening to the sound of my voice, there may be and there are thousands of people who cannot hear. We are going to talk right now with Jeff and Melissa Jordan, who have dedicated a lot of their lives to helping people understand the Bible, even when they cannot hear. Tell us about your ministry.
Yes, I'm a deaf pastor for a deaf church. We are an organized deaf church, the only one in the North America division called Southern Deaf Fellowship. I've also been chosen as an honorary associate coordinator for deaf ministries with Elder Larry Evans and Adventist Possibilities Ministries. I was born deaf. My family's all hearing. And it was a few months later, or I remember my mother and father, not sure if I could hear or not. It wasn't until about the age of two when they took me to a pediatrician and ultimately to an audiologist to find out that I was profoundly deaf. And of course, this was a very hard thing for my mom and my dad. It was devastating news. But my mom thought if she had enough faith, God would restore my hearing. So she called all the elders. She talked to the pastor who called the elders to come to my home. I was very young, remember, 2.5. And I don't remember, but my mom tells me they came and they prayed and prayed that I would become hearing. And as you can see, that was not how God answered. And my mom always believed it was because she didn't have enough faith that I was not healed. Why? Why did you not heal my son? It wasn't till many years later that she realized why. I became involved locally with Lay Leading, the deaf group, in my college years. And it was from that point on to how God led further then to see how God didn't answer that I become hearing because he wanted to use me to spread the gospel among the deaf by understanding them and using their language, sign language.
Now, how did the two of you meet? And how exactly did your very special ministry even get started? I mean, this is a very unique ministry and a very much appreciated ministry.
So I was in church one Sabbath. This was a local church, sitting in the front, and a hearing man, he was known to always tell jokes. He came up and tapped me on the shoulder, and he's like, come here, I want you to meet this very pretty girl. He could sign just a little. And so I went back with him to the back of the church, and there was a new family sitting, visiting, and I started talking with the two at the time that were sitting there, sisters, and they were signing back. The hearing pastor came up and started talking to them. And one of the sisters started talking back, and I looked at her and I signed, are you hearing? Yes, I'm hearing. Oh, I thought you were deaf. And so that's how we met. We met at church. We've been married almost 27 years, and we have four sons.
Congratulations.
That is amazing. Yeah.
I took a two-year interpreter training program before I met him and transferred from North Carolina where I took the class. My sister took it with me. She's also degreed, not knowing how God was going to lead, and went to get a four-year degree at in California where we met. And so I enrolled in that school, and it's that first Sabbath that we were, you know, at the church that we met, not knowing how God was going to confirm my own calling that I felt the Lord leading me to be involved with deaf ministry, even though I don't have any friend or any influence. It was, I want to do something with sign language. And never knowing that, you know, that God called me but in a way confirmed my calling by putting us together.
This is absolutely amazing.
I've
been traveling the world for quite some time. Elder Wilson, I don't think anybody travels as much as you. But as I am listening to you, Jeff, this is the same experience I have with another language, albeit probably Italian, where they move a lot as they speak. But it's just another language that is being interpreted to me in a way that I understand it, which means that from a missional perspective, there are tens, hundreds, millions of people. How many people speak this language in the U.S., in the world, that need to hear the good news of salvation?
So worldwide, it is about 360 million deaf people. It includes those who are hard of hearing, as well as those who've lost their hearing.
Hold on. 360 million?
Yes.
That is more than the population of the U.S.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, so
that's
you could
amazing.
Say that. In the U.S., though, we do know there's about 25 million deaf in just the U.S. So, though, again, this includes the deaf. This includes hard of hearing, those who've lost their hearing later in life. So they may not all use sign language, but many people don't realize also that sign language is a language. And you'll be shocked to know it's not universal. Everyone is shocked to find out. Here in the United States, we use American Sign Language, ASL, also known as. And the deaf in Mexico use LSM, which is Mexican Sign Language, Libras. And when I go to Mexico, I cannot understand them. So there are over 400 known sign languages in the world.
But I want to get back. Okay, the two of you met. The Lord had placed, obviously, a burden to learn sign language on your heart. You were using sign language, Jeff, of course. We won't go into the entire story. You obviously got married. But how did that lead into full-time ministry for those who are hearing impaired, deaf people? Because that has to be a miraculous thing. And let me just say at the same time, thank you to both of you. I want to affirm both of you. God has used you, and He will use you until His coming. And what a marvelous ministry this is. But how did this ministry develop?
The Lord impressed me to lead a deaf group. I felt impressed. And I was teaching Sabbath school, lay leading. Again, it all started with, you know, the hearing church had an interpreter. And the deaf came together. It was five of us. And we came every Sabbath. And then the interpreter had to move. Now the deaf, we were left without anybody. No interpreter. And we became discouraged. So, including myself, all the deaf stopped going to church. I admit it. It was very hard for about a year. I was praying, Lord, why don't you provide an interpreter? Where is the interpreter? But He showed me another way. He said, Jeff, you can teach Sabbath school.
Amen.
You can preach to the deaf.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And I'm like, me? So I called my deaf friends. I'm like, hey, we don't need an interpreter. We can meet on our own. And that's where it began. And so I lay led for a few years. And then just shortly after we got married, I visited my brother, and he had a friend who is a pastor in hearing. He said, Jeff, why don't you start a deaf church? Plant a deaf church. Me? I don't have any training. I don't even have theology background. Well, why don't you go to the seminary? We looked at each other, and I never thought about going to the seminary. If the Lord opens the doors, then we'll go. And sure enough, within 2 months, we were living in Southern California at the time. We had our U-Haul packed and on our way to Andrews University.
Amen.
What a miracle.
Welcome. 2 year graduated, his first experience in an Adventist church school. And, you know, my brother went to Adventist schools, but I never did because they didn't have anything for the deaf. But it was awesome to learn about God and to be around all those people who were supportive. And my wife interpreted, and another interpreter interpreted. They paid us for our work. So in a sense, I could be given an honorary MDiv degree myself.
Yeah, amen. All right.
You should.
But it was
we confer that on you.
Thank you. So it was from there then that after we graduated, 6 months later, we got a call from the Georgia Cumberland Conference, where they have supported our ministry for the last 23 years. And the Lord has blessed them, blessing us and all of us together.
This is a story. This is a story of someone who saw a need.
Yeah.
And instead of complaining to the church,
sure,
they stepped in and got involved in mission.
That's total member involvement.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
What do you want to say
right
to the
yes
people that are
yes
home? If you're watching this at home, you're watching this and you're seeing this incredible story. And we want you to know that you can be involved too. So, Jeff, what would you say to people that are at home and Melissa at the moment?
Absolutely. I encourage them to, people in general, any level of involvement. I'm just clarifying the question because he was specifically going to talk about how to be involved with the deaf work. Uh-huh. And maybe that
and
will
he can do
be
that
something
and he can
do
that, yes,
add as well.
But also
but
general.
He, generally speaking about anyone who is feeling like left out and don't want to go to church because they don't meet their need. What do you want to tell people? So, yeah, I mean, whatever it is that you're finding lack, look in within yourself to be the person who can instead of, well, I can't do it. I have to myself, I encourage deaf members who also have this mentality, I can't do it, I'm not trained. But to empower them with the thinking that they can, with God's help, they can do it. As yourself as an example, you can overcome those obstacles of the specific need by yourself being involved in doing it. And I don't let my deafness prevent me from being involved. I mean, even traveling the world alone, he doesn't need me, interpreter. You know, he is, and the deaf are very independent and can do.
How do you say total member involvement in American Sign Language? I think we should learn it, Elder Wilson.
Yeah, that would be great.
So you want to learn the sign?
Yeah.
Sure.
This is total.
Total.
Member. Involvement.
Okay. Total member, involvement.
Yes.
Wow.
Yay.
I like that.
Involvement. Now we know.
I'm going to show you again because he's also, his degree's in teaching, and he teaches adjunct at Southern. So he teaches at the Modern Languages Department so that you're good students.
Well, you know, this is so fascinating and so exciting. Do you have one story that you can tell us about responses from somebody who has become so involved in the kind of ministry that you provide to them, and they have responded? Someone who is deaf, who is hearing impaired, who's become so excited about this, because that's the end product.
I found myself giving deaf people hope and encouragement, right? In everywhere I go, hope and encouragement. So for an example, I was invited to France. First time I was invited to France, their first willingness to provide something for the deaf, a revival, and their first ever kind of evangelistic revival effort. There were about 50 deaf people that came, and I presented there. And a deaf man came up to me, who is a pastor's kid, he told me. He said, my parents have been involved with the Adventist Church for many years. His father was a pastor and a former conference president who was retired. But he had quit going to church for many, many years. But he said, you know, coming here, I haven't been to church, and you're showing me, you are a role model to me that I can. It is possible. You are a deaf pastor. You have a deaf church. I'm going to go to Paris, and I want to become involved with the deaf in Paris, among the deaf there.
Marvelous.
It inspired him.
That is marvelous. And let me just express appreciation. You mentioned your sponsoring organization, the Georgia Cumberland Conference. I just want to affirm what that conference has done. It is a challenge, perhaps, for them, because this is a very challenging setting, but what a blessing. And if more were able to do that, it would be an even greater blessing. Tell us just a little bit, what kind of resources are available for those who are hearing impaired, who are deaf, and how can they access those?
Yeah, so the first place I would recommend would be our Adventist Deaf Ministry International website.
Good.
It is already there, and on that website is menus that you can click and link and see lots of links to resources around the world. And from there is linked to Adventist Possibilities Ministry website. And again, from there would just share the other links that are on there.
Beautiful.
But
Jeff,
the most recognized need, is, I just want to mention, is the need for actual signing and having more things done in sign language in addition to captioning the written word in many places around the world, including, you know, English or that targeted language is not the same as their nonverbal manual language, which is sign language. So that's why it's needed.
Yes.
Melissa, Jeff, you've been most inspiring.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining up as a team. Even the clothes that you're wearing show that you are a great team together. It's incredibly inspiring to hear your story. And if you are at home right now wondering how you can take part in this particular ministry, revivalformission.tv, you'll be able to see exactly how to get involved in this and many more ministries. Don't go away.
My brother's unexpected death shocked me into changing my life. A friend of mine said, why don't you do a triathlon? So I swam and rode and ran until I discovered life is more than just human strength. I race because my health matters. I believe because my faith matters. I'm Ed. I'm a Christian. I am an Ironman. And I've discovered my whole life matters.
Friends, I'm sure you have been so inspired, as I have, as we have heard of the wonderful ways in which Jeff and Melissa Jordan are reaching out to the deaf community with Christ's special end time messages. Please remember them in your prayers and pray that God will continue to open doors to reach this very important people group. And we'll see you next time right here on Revival for Mission.